in another part of the world, another violent conflict, another militia. In Darfur, which is the western region of Sudan, it's about the size of Texas, the Janjaweed have been operating. They've been recruited by the Sudanese government, in part to go after the rebel group, the Sudanese Liberation Army. Janjaweed is spelled J-A-N-J-A-W-E-E-D. They are Arabs, nomadic. Once they coexisted with the African farmers in Darfur, now they are at war, and the Janjaweed are winning. Perhaps 50,000 Darfurians have been killed, more than 1 million displaced. Samantha Power traveled to Sudan for the New Yorker magazine. I talked with her earlier about how one recognizes the Janjaweed.
Where I saw them was in a town called Kass, which was about an hour and a half from a town with an airport. And there they had retreated, I was told, into the forest, but some of them had to come into the market in order to get supplies for the rest of them. And those were the people who came in camouflage. You know, they thought that they were looking very un-Janjaweed-like, but they were still carrying their Kalashnikovs, they were still riding camels, and most of them were wearing flip-flops. And so it was really local people who trained me to be able to diagnose, you know, who was a Janjaweed and who wasn't.
Perhaps even more graphically, you describe them in through the eyes of the refugees you've talked to who have seen them actually in operation. Tell us some of those stories.
Everybody has a tale of their flight that sounds positively medieval. They describe gathering at the wells or being in their homes and, or out gathering firewood and suddenly hearing the sounds of the planes overhead and looking up and kind of panicking. But, you know, the planes sometimes would go overhead and nothing would follow. So they might sort of continue what they were doing. And then they'd hear the sound of the hoofs of the camels and the horses, and they'd look up and they'd see not just hundreds but thousands of Janjaweed, of these marauding Arabs carrying Kalashnikovs.
We should point out that the aircraft you're talking about, that would be the Sudanese government aircraft.
Exactly. So they look up and they see the Sudanese Air Force, or what they think is the Sudanese Air Force up above, and then that tends to be the cue, and they look out onto the horizon, and suddenly you'll see thousands of what they call Janjaweed coming toward them, sometimes carrying spears, and sometimes screaming, sometimes chanting, and they'll come toward them and just begin slashing and burning and shooting. Sometimes those Janjaweed are accompanied by regular Sudanese army on the ground, though they tend to travel in Land Rovers or Land Cruisers. Sometimes Land Rovers that have large machine guns on the top that are actually part of the onslaught. And collectively, these marauders come in and they set flame to the roofs of these huts. You know, often the roofs are a thatch. They begin seizing animals. You know, they go after the sheep and the cattle and the camels and the donkeys that are owned by this primarily rural people. And then they begin their killing, and they kill women and children as well as men, although often when the planes come overhead, the men tell the women and the children to go into flight, so in certain villages it's only the men who are left.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an image of a stampede, I think. It's the best way that I've come to understand it.
Define this word for us in Arabic, Janjaweed. Where does it come from?
Well, it's a combination of Jan, which is a word that means evil, some even say it means Satan, and Jawad, which means horse. So the way the Darfurians describe the Janjaweed, they mean basically an evil man riding on a horseback.
Mm-hmm.
To the government of Sudan and to the Arab tribal leaders themselves, they say all a Janjaweed is a bandit or a robber. And so when the government of Sudan says, we're arresting the Janjaweed, eventually, they may well be telling the truth in their own minds, but they're not talking about the people they've teamed up with. They're not arresting the people that they've armed and funded. They're arresting, again, petty criminals and then calling it Janjaweed.
Samantha Power, her article in the August 30th edition of The New Yorker is called Dying in Darfur. Thank you, Ms. Power.
Thank you, Noah.
And today, British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw visited a refugee camp containing 40,000 people. The UN Security Council wants the Janjaweed to be disarmed. The government in Khartoum is facing an August 30th deadline.